This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
The hour. It's Wednesday, the 14th of June, so we're halfway through almost by tomorrow, the Ides of June, halfway through this beautiful month and the beautiful year of 2017. Things are not beautiful in London today. A lot of people are talking about reacting to this massive fire that raced through a high-rise apartment building in West London early Wednesday. We're going to try to find my friend James Whale, who was on with us last week talking about the elections in Britain. He's probably considered the number one, not just London-based, but talk host around the country. He's on a national network, and we'll have observations. I know this building. I've been back and forth to England 100 times since the 1970s. My daughter was a student there. I have close ties, family-wise and otherwise. Love England, love London. And I look at this building. It's not far from a broadcast center that I used to use over there. It's hard to describe. It's hard to understand. It's hard to think about it in terms of you and what it is that you might go through in some circumstance. It's hard. When you look at it at first and see it ablaze, you think, wow. It reminds us of September 11th. That's what you think first time you look at it. There are just the brightness of the flames and the contrast against the sky, if you can paint a word picture. Number of fatalities, not specific numbers yet that I have seen, a lot of speculation, but this building will have to be torn down. It's a lower, smaller scale, but it's the same kind of thing as September 11th in the tower. But it's the, as far as London is concerned, there's never been, since probably the fire in London centuries ago, nothing along this scale. So put yourself in that circumstance. It's really like a movie. Like Towering Inferno. Did you ever see that movie? This is the Grenfell Tower in North Kensington, which is a very it's an upend, if you will. Good, strong part of London. I was reading an interview with somebody who lives opposite of the tower, and I think this is some audio from that fellow describing the building.
Around 1 o'clock, or a bit past 1 o'clock, we were awoken by the fire, specifically sounds of people shouting, help, help, fire, fire. And we looked out the window, and we could see clearly the tower block, Grenfell Tower, fully aflame on one side of the building, all the way from the bottom to the top, just on one side of it. And we watched as that fire moved across the building. I believe the top half of the building cannot really be put out at this point. They're just focusing on the lower floors. The fire engines that are responding can only really send water up about 6 or 7 floors, it looks like. We saw lots of debris coming off of the building. People are saying that it's the facade that was recently updated and not necessarily part of the structure. Most of what we've seen is cladding and other facade elements coming away. We've heard explosions, perhaps glass popping, TVs, appliances, and we've seen some debris flung outside of windows. The smoke continues to go from all sides of the building straight up into a large column of smoke.
It does remind me, when I first saw this, it does remind me of what happened on September 11th. Now, in England, it's noontime. Let's see, no, five is, it's mid-morning. They're trying to clear the building. The 19th floor seems to be where all of this stuff. It's all speculation at this point. The structural engineers will go in there. It may collapse. Who knows? People were jumping off of the building. Again, our references to September 11th and the horror. And, of course, at first somebody said, the terrorists have gotten the building. No, it wasn't blown up from the bottom. Doesn't seem to be. What I saw, first of all, it was a refrigerator or something that may have shorted out in some apartment. Does that sound right, Karen?
I didn't see that response, but one of the interesting things I did see was people who had filed complaints to the management of the building since 2012, 2013 with fire safety concerns because they had notices in the elevators. That I guess there are different blocks to this building, and they're supposed to be, I don't know, compartmentalized. So the notices say the safest place, unless it's, you know, directly in your area of the building, is to stay in your flat.
Yeah.
And so that was their emergency response plan, was to stay in your flat instead of trying to get out. And I guess they didn't have any fire drills, and it sounded like the fire alarms didn't go off until a half an hour after the fire had started. And so I think it was just a bad plan of how to get out, and that's why
it used to be a badly managed building,
which is why I'm really worried to hear the fatalities. I mean, it just looks terrible.
Yeah, well, it is one of those. It's an unimaginable. You never put yourself into this position, but yet it's a reality of living in the modern times. It's a reality of living in a city.
Yeah, well, there was an explosion down the street, and of course people said the same thing when this happened in Silver Spring was, oh, there's a terrorism, which, you know, you just don't think of happening in the area where I am. But, yeah, there was a building, there was a gas leak, and it exploded, and seven people died, which is not a huge amount, but going by the building, and it's right by the grocery store that I go to, and it was total devastation. The entire middle of the building was just gone.
Yeah. Well, you can say a lot of things, talk about all these people yelling, help, 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 and screaming and all that. And there will be the comparisons, as I have made, for September 11th. There isn't much. This is one of those things where the picture tells a thousand words. And, yes, there will be the recriminations, the incriminations, and the A40, which goes around the building out west of London. Did you try to find James? See if we can.
I'm actually calling him now, so I will let you know.
All right. 45 fire engines, 200 firefighters were at the scene. They were wearing breathing apparatus. There were a lot of things that were learned by fire officials, fire leagues in cities all around the world as a result of what happened at the Twin Towers September 11th. And some of the things have to do with what they wear in these circumstances. There were helicopters trying to pour water on the thing from above. Just one of the most terrifying things you can absolutely imagine. And, yeah, even though it's a good area of Kensington, is a good area of London, you never can tell. And there are always going to be people that will abuse their power. And you wonder, now there will be this examination and all of these things, oh, I should have done this and should have done that. But the fact remains that a lot of people are dead. Building is ruined. It may have started because of bad maintenance, but that's the maze and the possibility. It's all the whys and the wherefores. It's not. It's just horrible and a shame. That's really what it is. So it's James Whale. You've got, all right, so we got you, James, yeah?
Hi, Doug.
Hi. So, what do you make Kensington? How far is that from you?
Well, from the studios, it's about a half a mile. It's you can see the smoke all over London. It's terrible, absolutely terrible.
A40 is what I remember about that area. Is it the drive by the roundabout right there someplace? I remember
exactly.
That area.
Exactly. It's the west of London. It's a very populated area. I mean, I hate to say this, when I first saw the pictures on the news, on the television, it reminded me of 9/11. It really did.
Yeah, that's what I was just saying a few minutes ago. You look at that building, people jumping off of it, and all the fire. Is this an area, or this building, do you know the speculation? I don't like much speculation. There were a lot of people apparently complaining about the conditions in the building, even though this is a good area of London. Is it a badly managed? A lot of people live there from that are not native British.
Yeah,
people.
I mean, we don't know the full story, of course, just yet. But the problem is there are buildings that aren't maintained properly, and you know, this has never really happened before. It's a very difficult situation. Nobody knows exactly how it started. They say it was an electrical fault, and people have been complaining. Those people who were rescued from the fire have been complaining that there have been complaints made about the maintenance of the building, but until we actually know. I can't ever. I can remember years ago there was a gas explosion in a high-rise block of flats, and that collapsed. But this hasn't happened for years.
So if you were on the air right now, you'd have the same approach as you do with me, probably, with people talking about. I don't know. What do you say about this? It is a horror. It's a tragedy. You go after the people who ran the building, but then what do you say?
Exactly. That you can't say anything else, can you? When people first saw it, obviously people were thinking, oh, someone's done this on purpose.
Yeah, there's
somebody,
a terrorist.
Put a bomb on, you know, and it's not. It looks, doesn't it, like this is a complete accident.
Yeah, yeah. And then you wonder about what kind of a man. London is a nightmare getting in and out of traffic-wise anyway. You just kind of imagine what it's going to be like. They'll have to shut that whole area off while they tear the building down. And then, you know, whatever that means in terms of the building. But the thing that I know about Londoners that I feel, and I'd be interested in a sort of final comment from you, in the sense that there's a resurgence, there's a strength. Londoners go about their business, don't they?
Yeah. This will be, sadly, this will have affected that area that it's in. It will be a talking point in the media for everybody for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the investigations will continue. And if there is a company, I'm not sure whether this is owned by the local authority or whether it's owned by private landlords, and that'll have to be understood.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. I'm sorry to call and get your input in a sad way in a situation like this, but I figured you were the best person to go to. You would be able to punch through all of the details and give us whatever there is there. It's mid-morning in London, so there's certainly now at this point plenty of things have been observed, and maybe I'll check with you in a day or two, see if there's anything new. In the meantime, thank you. That's James Whale from England here on Good Day.
Kyle is a dog trainer.
Okay, sit. Good boy.
In his personal time, Kyle's a personal trainer.
1, 2, good.
Kyle knows how to get results, but when it comes to mortgages, he's less confident.
Guilty as charged.
Fortunately, there's Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. It's simple, so he can understand the details and know he's getting the right mortgage. Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans. Apply simply, understand fully, mortgage confidently. Go to rocketmortgage.com today.
Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLSconsumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Staples knows that when the leave behinds for your sales call get left behind at your office, it's time. When you need to print 30 pages and you're 300 miles from the office, it's time. And when the intern packed the Harrington file, not the Farrington file.
Ugh, my bad.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when you can count on Staples. Access your files from email, the cloud, or USB, and then print, copy, fax, or scan them, and get back to business fast. Visit your nearby Staples. It's pro time.
Be prepared.
prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large all-season heavy-duty quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Go Gaga for Lady Gaga. Here's something in the music news department that I think you'll find quite interesting. She's launching her latest initiative, which is a partnership with Starbucks to spread the simple message of kindness. Sort of in league with what we were talking about a few moments ago, how it is that we want the world to be a kinder, gentler place. And now her Born This Way Foundation is teaming up with Starbucks for Cups of Kindness, which is a plan to raise funds for young people and their programs that advocate kindness, create positive environments, and offer mental health resources.
Wow.
This is quite a step, isn't it? Gaga is pretty smart. She says, quote, "We're healthier and happier when we live our lives with compassion, and our communities are stronger when we treat one another with generosity and respect." God love her. Born This Way Foundation and I are so excited to partner with Starbucks to help inspire positivity and love through the Cups of Kindness collection. And so here's how this is going to work. Starbucks donates 25 cents a quarter from every cup of kindness beverage sold at their participating stores in our country and Canada from now until the 19th of June, which would be, so it's a week, starting today and going through next Monday. And so who knows what that will, that 25 cents, pretty good.
Yeah,
pretty
every, yeah, I mean, there's certain cups that, there are certain types of drinks that qualify.
Yeah.
So I just realized, I wonder if it's all of them, but it's not. It's the matcha lemonade, the violet drink.
What would be the matcha lemonade? I don't know what they...
You know, matcha's like so hot right now. It's
what is
like,
it?
Like an herb tea kind of
sludge.
A thing. Yeah, it's pretty. It's like
sludge?
A green sludge. It's like a green powder that gets
like
mixed in.
Like kale ground up?
Might as well
tea,
be.
I think.
Yeah, it is, yeah. So the matcha lemonade, the violet drink, the pink drink, and the ombre pink drink are all the summer offerings.
Ombre
that are...
pink drink. What does that taste like? That sounds good, actually.
I haven't had the... I don't usually go for the super sweet ones, but...
Are those like the frappuccinos, the pink drinks, or are they just, like, liquid?
You know those pink things that turn into the unicorn drinks?
Okay.
It's like that. It's like... One of them's like a fruity bubble tea... And
I guess
the matcha lemonade looks exactly like green sludge, like Jen said.
I guess what's wrong with our culture when we don't know what the drinks are that they're talking about.
I know, right?
right, so
oh, and then the pink drink is the pink drink is a strawberry acai.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm gonna try one of those. So let's take a side trip just for a second. I saw on Facebook the other day something that really tickled me, and I think I reposted it to my face, my personal Facebook page. It was a picture of a frying pan, and the caption under it said, "Cooking kale with coconut oil makes it easier for you to throw it out after you cook it."
Oh boy,
I've seen that.
Yeah, I've
seen that one.
But by the way, as a side note, in all seriousness, kale with coconut oil and red onion is delicious.
Yeah, I think it's good.
Good for you too. All right. Also, in the musical spotlight here, Miley Cyrus. We are talking about collaborations and team-ups here. This is to honor Pride Month. Miley getting together with Converse to promote their Pride collection, the Converse Pride collection. Brand created a collection of 22 rainbow sneakers in the Chuck Taylor All-Star model, with the design theme and motto being "Yes to All," signifying the support for the LGBTQ young people, but people of all ages, right? Wouldn't they be all into this?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You go to the Converse website, it says, quote, "Whatever your gender, orientation, identity, Converse believes everyone is free to be whomever they are." They don't say whomever, but I say whomever because that's the correct English. They've taken a pledge to donate all of the proceeds from the Converse Pride Collection to the It Gets Better Project and the Happy Hippie Foundation. It was founded by Miley Cyrus to rally young people to fight against the injustice facing homeless people, young population. So, good. Good for them. Two good positive steps. Thanks. 28 past the hour. Every day you hear another story about people being arrested on drug charges. Does that action stop drug addiction? No is the answer. And if you or a loved one have one of these, your son, your daughter, your spouse, your sibling, there is an answer, however, to fix the problem. Better Addiction Care. They are there for you. Right now, call 800-212-3607 for a free consultation. It's hard. It's very hard. The cycle of addiction is so strong. So if you're hooked and you think you can't deal with the problem, call 844-262-8658 for that free consultation. You do have choices. And for most people, insurance covers up to 100% of the cost of your treatment. This could save your life or the life of a person you care about. Better Addiction Care. 844-262-8658. Get clean and sober. Take back your life. 844-262-8658 for Better Addiction Care.
At Lowe's, we know that pros need to be ready. Ready to frame, ready to drill, ready to hang and install. And during the Ready to Reframe event, Lowe's has everything a pro needs for less. Now through June 18th at Lowe's, pro customers can save up to 15% on select in-stock Reliabilt Masonite and Geldwen doors. Plus save up to 15% on select in-stock Pella windows. See lowesforpros.com or the Pro Desk in-store for details. Selection varies by store, U.S. only.
Hi, Tom Baudette. According to the dad bod craze, the lumpy, less than chiseled look is now totally in. So you could say I'm in the best shape of my life. And so is Motel 6. They've updated their properties nationwide with contemporary everything, still for the same low price you've come to expect. So your wallet can feel a little pleasantly plump, too. I'm Tom Baudette, and we'll leave the light on for you. Book online at Motel6.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-9775. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away, so you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-9775. That's 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775. 1-800-656-9775.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry MyPillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Lifetime Grays 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Yesterday, I got a call from the IRS. They say I owe them over $16,000. I don't have that kind of money.
Don't try to fight the IRS on your own. Use Coast One Financial Group and let them help you get a fresh start. If you owe at least $10,000 in back taxes, call now for a free and confidential tax debt analysis. Call Coast One now for a free consultation at 800-643-4661 now. 800-643-4661. That's 800-643-4661.
Homeowners have much more to worry about than just making their mortgage payment. Can you afford to repair or replace your air conditioning when it stops working this summer? Or worse, a major plumbing problem? With National Home, you can say goodbye to repair bills. If you own a home, you could stop paying for these costly repairs. Best of all, call now to get 1 month of repair coverage for free. Get total protection for your home's major appliances and systems, so you have no more costly repair bills. Call 800-887-3022. That's 800-887-3022. 800-887-3022.
Moving back into the conversation about what's going on in the world today, from my point of view, I'm Doug Steffen. Kara Schillen is at the controls in our studio in Washington. A lot of people's reaction to the pictures from England, just yikes. Wow. Imagine that happening. And when you heard James Whale, who's the number one talk person and a good friend in London, tell us a few minutes ago, is that I don't know that he actually did say this on the air. We were talking off the air, Kara. This is a what they call a council-owned building, which means it belongs to the City of London. It has not been well taken care of or managed, so there will be huge suits. There were bodies all over the street, people jumping out of the windows, the kinds of things that, you know, normally, other than September 11th, you only see in a movie. And so the city will be sued, and there will be heads rolling. You just wonder again how... bureaucracy is the same no matter where you go. It's that public feeling that there's no responsibility in politics or in how to manage public assets. And this is another example of it. So you'll hear a lot more about this during the course of the day, I'm sure, in the next couple of days. Meanwhile, on a lighter side, the lighter note today from England has to do with the Queen's speech to Parliament. Traditionally, the Parliament starts off every year with a speech by the monarch, which outlines the direction that the government wants to take. But the Queen's speech may get delayed this year, and the reason is really sort of interesting. Paper. The Queen cannot print out her speech on a couple of sheets of regular paper. It has to be special goatskin paper, which, despite the name, doesn't have anything to do with goats. The paper ensures the speech will last in the National Archives. It means the ink will need days to dry. Normally, this isn't a problem because both of the major parties in Parliament know what they want the government to look like and what they want her to say. But the election results have forced the ruling Conservative Party to negotiate with the party in Northern Ireland to maintain its majority. And the deal, I think James Whale, I think he said this off the air to me as well, about Theresa May making a deal with the Northern Irish, which may start the problems all over again up there, the business the Catholics and the Protestants get into. So there's more of that and that information to be had. And the other story today from England that will take your mind off of the horrors of the pictures and the events in the high rise, the story of Jean Brooks, who's from Nottingham, a British grandmother. She's become an internet sensation thanks to a video of her using her hairdryer to fool speeding drivers. The video has racked up 12 million views. Actually, the BBC took the video of her idea to improve safety on the street where she lives. Her neighbors claim that they've noticed a remarkable difference since she started holding a hairdryer over her garden fence. She came up with the idea after something sad happened in her family. She created a cafe in her front garden to raise money for a cancer care center following the death of her son-in-law to cancer. And so she was spending time doing this. She noticed cars speeding up and down the road. A friend told her about an idea that he had seen in France where somebody pointed the hairdryer at cars to slow them down. Said the street is a main road into a development, very busy, and it's a school drop-off point. So Ms. Brooks said, quite simply, by picking up one of the hair dryers going out there, people put their brakes on, and the hair dryer does its job. If they don't like it, that's tough, she said. I live here, my friends live here, my children, my friends' children live here, and if we can't be safe on our own street, where the heck are we going to be safe? So Jean Brooks gets 2 points from me. All right. So that's something, those are some interesting things happening that do not have to do with the fire in England, which is the country that most of us feel closest to, I think, as Americans. Meanwhile, a country we don't feel close to, North Korea, a lot of people, this would probably be in the top 3 or 4 stories of the day conversationally if it were not for the fire in England. But it still is important to know the fate of this student, Otto Warmbier, or is it Warmbier? I guess it's Warmbier.
Warmbier, yeah.
Warmbier, released from a detainment center in North Korea, had been there for a year. Secretary of State Tillerson confirming yesterday that he was on his way back to the U.S. State Department didn't reveal the details as to how he got out, privacy concerns, that kind of stuff. But his parents told the Washington Post in an article published today that he was medically evacuated. He's actually in a coma. Last year, the high court in North Korea sentenced him to 15 years in prison, 15 years at hard labor, after he confessed to trying to steal a propaganda banner in his hotel. It's unclear whether or not his confession was real at the time. He said, I understand the severity of my crime. The U.S. is continuing discussions with North Korea. These people are a bunch of stupid bastards. And you'd like to see just Why can't you say that the world has the ability to make things better? You know, people make choices, I suppose, and you choose to live there. But some people don't have a choice. You know, they're there because they have to be there. Where else are they going to go? And then you get clowns like this that come along, the despicable stuff that happens in these circumstances. I know it sounds jingoistic to sort of say that about America, you know, right or wrong, but in this circumstance, this kind of stuff is just, it's meaningless, childish, it's not, stupidity isn't even the right word for it. It's so annoying to see this sort of thing happen. Is the kid stupid for doing what he did? Yeah. Why was he even there? Another question. Why would anybody go there? But the other side of it is you're dealing with a bunch of complete morons that have no... So and then you got Rodman over there being the fool that he is. And so it just becomes... It's the whole thing is distasteful, frankly. All right. Now, speaking of distasteful, I'm trying to figure out what's going on here. Are you wondering, do we have a special counsel, or is there a special counsel, or does it need to be a special counsel? Excuse me, the focus on Robert Mueller, Deputy Attorney General, says he sees no reason why he should stop leading the probe into Russian interference in the election. He said he may be fired for good cause, if there were a good cause, but there isn't a good cause. There were some media reports floating around yesterday that Trump was thinking about firing him. But according to the rules, Attorney General is the only one that can get rid of this guy. In this case, Attorney General Sessions has recused himself, so that puts this guy, Rod Rosenstein, who's number two, in the power seat to remove him from his position. But here we go again, the news media fired up with rumors and innuendos and speculations. It's garbage. So let's keep moving. As long as we're into the Trump thing, another shot at Trump. Secret Service says it doesn't have any tapes of Trump's conversation. There is no setup like Richard Nixon had in the office. I remember when the Secret Service was in charge of maintaining the tape. The Wall Street Journal says today that the Secret Service, after being asked under the Freedom of Information Act what's going on, they said, we don't have anything going on. There's nothing to give you. There are no tapes. There's no recordings. There's nothing. So even though there's a lot of hint, well, here's Trump again with his foolishness on Twitter. Remember the conversation with Comey back and forth. It might be tapes. And Comey says, I hope there are tapes. And the Secret Service says, there are no tapes. So, next, and what will happen next, is a question about what to do with the Russians yet again, as we continue here on Good Day at 44 after the hour. Question time. Are you hiring? You know where to post your job to find the best candidates? Posting your job to one place isn't enough to find the best candidates. If you want to find the perfect hire, you need to post your job on all the job sites, and now you can do it. With ZipRecruiter.com, you can post your job to 200-plus job sites, including social media networks like Facebook and Twitter, all with a single click. Find candidates in any city or industry nationwide. Just post once and watch your qualified candidates roll in to ZipRecruiter's easy-to-use interface. No juggling emails or calls to your office. You can quickly screen the candidates, rate them, and hire the right person fast. Find out today why ZipRecruiter has been used by Fortune 500 companies and thousands of small and medium-sized businesses. Right now, you can post your job on ZipRecruiter free by going to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. One more time, to post free your jobs, go to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV.
Okay, Kevin, for the grand prize of $1 million, what color is the White House?
I know this.
5 seconds.
Oh, switching to Geico could save you a bunch of money on car insurance?
Okay. Judges? That's true, Kevin. They'll allow it. Congratulations. You're a winner.
Woo! Geico, because saving 15% or more on car insurance is always a great answer.
One category of investments is commodities. Commodities can be anything from agricultural, such as soybeans and corn, to energy to precious metals like gold and silver. If you were to be asked, what is the most valuable commodity, you might say gold, or depending on your profession, you might say oil, but I would have a different answer. I would say that your mind is the most valuable commodity, and investing in your mind is the most important thing you can do. The mind cannot stay static. Either it grows or it diminishes. It needs constant nourishment to stay sharp. A sharp mind cannot be taken in by fake news or propaganda. So read all you can, discuss things with people you trust, and most of all, reason. Currently, government cannot regulate your thoughts. Use that freedom. I'm Gary Rathbun. This has been an Economy of 1 Minute.
Learn more at aneconomyofone.com.
Hello, this is Kerry Hall, America's healthcare advocate, with your health tip of the week. Gum disease. Gum disease is an infection of the tissues that surround and support your teeth. It is a major cause of tooth loss in adults. Because gum disease is usually painless, you may not even know you have it. Also referred to as periodontal disease, gum disease is caused by plaque. You know, that sticky film of bacteria that's constantly forming on your teeth. Here are some warning signs you need to know that can signal you may have a problem. Gums that bleed easily, red or swollen teeth. Tender gums, gums that have pulled away from the teeth, persistent bad breath or bad taste, permanent teeth that are loose or separating, any change in the way your teeth fit together when you bite, or any change in the fit of partials or dentures. These are all signals that you may have a problem and it may be gum disease. So if you've got any of these issues or you think you have them, go see your dentist now if you suspect you have gum disease, because the sooner you treat it, the better. That's the way you solve gum disease.
All right, 47 after the hour, Wednesday, Doug Steffen with the idea of imposing sanctions on Russia. Yesterday, senators reached a bipartisan agreement on a possible new round of sanctions. Both Democrats and Republicans are whipped up about this. The Banking Committee, Foreign Relations Committee, putting the deal together as a response to Russia's involvement in the election, which seems to be deliberate and apparent. And they have also the folks in our political system upset with Syria, upset with the Russians in Ukraine. So these new sanctions would be placed on Russia, specifically those Russians who supply weapons to the regime in Syria, who violate human rights or conduct it's unbecoming. That's, I think, the term that you use. Unbecoming to a modern government. Hello. The cyber activity, the stuff that's going on over there, Al-Assad's, he belongs in the same kettle of fish as you'd stew these two guys, Kim Jong-un and Al-Assad. The deal, and the people who run Qatar, too. So what does this deal do? Tightens sanctions against Russia, once from former President Obama, and now these from Trump. Remember, Trump said he was going to relax the sanctions, but that's if the Russians helped fight terrorism, which apparently they aren't doing. They're contributing to it. They're not helping. The agreement requires a congressional review of the changes. They're not quite done yet. Tacked onto another amendment to a bill about sanctions on Iran. So here we go again, folks. Round and round we go, and where we stop, nobody knows. 10 before the hour on the Good Day program.
Are you drowning in debt? Are you struggling to make minimum payments? Did you know that on average a household with at least one credit card struggles with over $10,000 in credit card debt? If this sounds like you, know that it's not your fault. Credit card debt happens to good people. Credit card companies lure you in with low introductory rates and low minimum payments. Before you know it, you're in over your head. We've helped thousands of good people just like you become debt-free with our Debt Reset program that will dramatically reduce your debt down to a fraction of what you owe. Our Debt Reset program is customized to get you debt-free in as little as 24 to 48 months with one low monthly payment. If you owe over $10,000 in credit card debt or even personal loans, call 800-912-6177.
There are no upfront fees or out-of-pocket expenses. You don't pay a dime until we succeed. Call now to see how the Debt Reset Program can work for you. 800-912-6177. That's 800-912-6177. Again, 800-912-6177.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The sounds of technology. It's Tech Talk time on the DJV Experience at 53 and change. We have some interesting things. Well, that's the idea every day. There's a guarantee that goes with this report that things will be interesting, compelling, important for you to know. So if you're an Instagram user, and pretty much, I don't want to say everybody is, but that's the new big deal, right, Victoria?
Yes.
Instagram's the big deal.
It's the fastest growing of the social media platforms.
All right. So we'll get to that report in a moment. Speaking of fast growing, every day I hear from different people, and I really do, about the use of ZipRecruiter.com in hiring pursuits. If you want to post a job and find the best candidates, then this is the way to do it. It's simple, straightforward. I'm telling you something that I would tell my best friend, because most of you are my friends. Every once in a while, I probably find somebody listening. I always like the guy who says, I didn't like what you just said, and I'm never listening to you again. And then the next day, I may say the same thing, and the guy says, I told you if you did that again, I'd never listen to you again. Well, there's always that guy. But then there are people who are thankful that I take the time, and yes, I'm being paid to tell you this story, but it makes you feel good to know that the story works. After all, that's really, if you don't have credibility, you got nothing. So I look at the list of people that they send me that are using their services, ZipRecruiter services. It's an amazing list, large and small. Companies like Donovan Drilling Company are using it. Eastman Kodak is using it. Baxter International is using it. Palm Beach Cruises. Let's see, Korean Airlines. I find that to be interesting. Companies here, Gentech, Sears, Archer Daniels Midland. There's just a large group of people, a large group of companies, Credit Suisse, using ZipRecruiter.com. It doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. 80% of the jobs posted on ZipRecruiter get a qualified candidate in less than a day. So go online to ZipRecruiter.com/DJV and get the benefit for you and your listeners, my listeners, you and the people that you want to work for you at ZipRecruiter. It will be free when you use ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. That's right. Doesn't cost. First time, use it, see how well it does for you, and then go back and engage it and them. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. Find the solution to the problem. Who do I hire for this job? Excuse me, this job. ZipRecruiter.com/DJV. All right, what's going on Instagram?
Well, Instagram in Russia is actually taking off, and just like it is everywhere else. And in Russia, instead of spending years taking selfies and building a following organically, you now can literally buy likes from a vending machine. And this is this is something that's probably heading to the United States not in the near future. So all you do is you literally go up to the machine, you type in your Instagram username, you insert 100 rubles, which is $1.75, and voila, you have 200 instant likes. And you can use those likes across all of your photos, or if you want to add all 200 to one photo, you can do that, and you can do this as many times as you want. The likes are mostly from dummy accounts, but they still count as likes if someone's looking at, you know, that you're following. There are also people who have given the developer of the machine use of their account, so they get basically get paid to allow the developer to, you know,
so
add
like
their
sharing,
like to your...
When you're sharing things on Facebook, you can buy it for $3. Yeah. Extended, is that same kind of thing?
It's, well, sure, yes, in a sense. You can boost your post on Facebook for a certain amount, and this is essentially the same thing. The other thing that's really interesting about the Russian Instagram culture right now is there's, for $20 or less than $20, people are renting props to make their selfies look better. So right now, the new thing is having gigantic bouquets of roses, like hundreds of roses in one bouquet, and you can rent that for $17 in Russia. Russia, to make it look like either someone gave them to you or you're staging them in some sort of a modeling photo shoot. So it's bizarre, but it's all coming here next, I'm sure.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. Yeah. All right. We have time for this McDonald's.
Yeah, we can do this really quick.
What's going on? What's this? Is a quickie.
For the summer, if you're looking for a summer job, you can literally snap your way to getting an application at McDonald's across the country. Snapchat now has Snaplocations. All you do is just at McDonald's, snap yourself for 10 seconds, and you get to apply for a job at McDonald's.
Wow. There you go. The instant you desire. It's there. 59.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.